Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, for sending Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for coming in the power of the Spirit, in the love of the Father, in everything that was predestined for you to seek and to save and set free. Thank you, Jesus, that you called your disciples out, and so you so call each and every one of us to walk with you, to hear from you, because you declare the Father, you bring about the wonderful new and the better covenant, where anyone in Christ in you is a new creation, old things have passed away, and now we behold all new as you bring us into our destiny, into the plan, of helping and being a part of the answer, restoring, not breaking down, building up. And yeah, building up and not breaking down, gathering and not scattering, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading Matthew 26 from verse 46 to 50. Get up, let us go. Look, here comes my betrayer. While Jesus was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, came. With him was a large crowd carrying swords and clubs. They had been sent by the chief priests and elders of the people. His betrayer had given them a sign, arrest the man I kiss. Just then he came to Jesus and said, hello, Rabbi. And then he kissed him. But Jesus said to him, friend, do what you came to do. And then they came and grabbed Jesus and arrested him.
Yuck, this is so sad. Here was a person that was called out, just like all the other disciples, to see the wonders of a good God that was showing Jesus every step of the way, showing Jesus what to say, what to do. And so you see the love of the Father. You see a life of a son in tune with the Father, and you see the kingdom realities that was all available for each and every disciple, of one that is turned from the world to follow the living God. But Judas has chosen to go back into sin, go back into lies, go back into deception. He 10-1 came out of a life of loving money, and he returned to that. He sold the Lord. He betrayed the Lord for just to say a couple of
pieces
dollars.
Of silver.
What's it?
Pieces of silver.
Pieces of silver. And then also he goes back to, he was 10-1 or so apart, and he thought these guys had it all, and these were the very people, the rulers of the time, that rejected Jesus. They were short of the glory. The kingdom was available, and they weren't pushing into it, and they were keeping other people out. And I was just thinking about it this morning, you know, the whole plan of Jesus coming was to seek and to save, and call us out of the world. And we can see it beautifully in John 12 from verse 24, where he says, truly, truly, I say to you, unless I fall into the ground, I'll remain alone. But if I fall into the ground, I'll bear much fruit. And then he says, now, what now? He says, you need to forsake the world. Amen. Don't look to the world. Don't be like a Judas. Look to the Lord. And then how do you serve him? By following him, just like the disciples. And when you're following him, you're listening to what he's saying to you by the Spirit, because he's given us the Holy Spirit now, given us a new heart. And then as you're listening to him, you are where he wants you to be, and you are where you need to be, developing on schedule. And he says, and he goes on so beautifully, and when you serve Jesus like this, as an obedient, disciplined, dedicated follower, disciple, the Father will also honor you. And we can go then to John 14, and we see there, this is the whole reason Jesus is going to go die. He tells you from verse 18, he says to his disciples, and I will come to you. And then verse 19, he says, the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you will also live. So he's come to bring them into the beautiful love. As much as the Father loved him, he loved us. And that's what Jesus came to do for the disciples and all, everyone that would follow him, that would surrender their lives, as we saw in John 12, turned away from the world and turned to the Lord. And this we remember when he came back, and he came back to the disciples. He said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and earth. So a new covenant had come about, and now each one could stay in tune with their Lord, hear from their Lord, because he said, I won't leave you as orphans, I will come to you. And then he says, so beautiful, in that day you will know I'm in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. So he's restored us back into the family, in the Father, in the Son, and us being Indian, in tune with what they're saying, and the leadings of the Holy Spirit. You see, that's how he abides in us, and we are relevant. And we can see that also confirmed in Colossians 3, verse 3. We died with him. We turned from the world. We're not like Judas. We love the Lord. We stay in tune with the Lord. We love his word, and he leads us on paths of righteousness. You died with Christ, and therefore your life is hid with Christ in God now. That's where we're at. Amen. In the place of love and favor. It's so beautiful. And you can go on. And where was the problem? The problem was, you can look at verse 24 in John 14. I think it's verse 24, where it says, and that if you, okay, first us, if you love me, you'll abide in my words, and I will come and I will live with you. But then he goes on to say, and if you don't love me, you won't abide in my words. And therefore you reckon yourself unworthy of eternal life, just like Judas did. So guys, stay in tune with your God. He bought you with a price. He's with you, and he's got a wonderful plan for you. Stay developing on schedule. Draw close daily, because morning by morning he wakens your ears, and he comes like the sunrise, bringing life and life in abundance, reigning righteousness, because he who knew no sin became sin, so that you can become the righteousness of God in him, in fellowship, staying in tune, developing on schedule. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.